Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Monday after the Masters. We're dropping this at the end of the week, but we're doing a recap right now. I have missed you so much, so I wasn't able to have my phone. Aaron, as you know, I have so many things I want to talk to you about. Go. What have you been doing? Start from the beginning. I miss you.
No, for two things. Thank God the Masters is only once a year. And two, I mean, this whole rule about not having your phone, I feel like this is long lost, you know, kindred spirits. You tell me everything. Go. How is Augusta? How is your dad? How is everything?
Well, Scott is currently leaving the course right now because he got to golf Augusta today. So he was so excited. All the things. He was looking at the pin placement yesterday because they moved the pins around throughout the tournament. But on Sunday, that pin placement was going to be where he was able to get some reads and was so excited. We were doing a whole scouting report. And, you know, we've talked about it. And the love that we have for our dads is worth walking miles and miles and miles on a golf course any day of the week, but especially when the backdrop is the Masters. I loved watching Will Zalatoris, this young kid that no one knew anything about. His waist is way smaller than mine. Exactly. Yeah. I was like, I'd love to borrow his jeans. I can't fit him. There's no way I'm getting a leg in those things. So I loved that. Congratulations, of course, to Hideki Matsuyama. I'm obviously very good at pronouncing names, but it was fun to watch and it was fun to be there and a lot of good memories. Jason Aldean, as you know, I'm a huge fan of. I waited 15 years to see this dude in concert, and I finally got to see him in Nashville, and I was in the nosebleed section. So thanks to, again, Mercedes, this is not an ad. They give me this incredible opportunity to go there. And when they told me he was performing, I was like, last year I got Lionel, this year I get Jason Aldean. Yeah. It was awesome. And then I did a Q&A with Joe Montana, and Condoleezza Rice was also there. She told this incredible story about how she got into playing golf because she was always in the basement of the White House when she was Secretary of State and working all the time. She never got to be outside. She never got fresh air. And so she took up the game of golf, which, by the way, listening to her makes me want to go back to school and get a master's, a PhD, and start reading more books. It's so impressive to listen to her on so many levels. But she was saying that she would go out to Andrews Air Force Base because they had three golf courses there, apparently, and she didn't have to have security detail there because you're on a military base. So she's like, if I, you know, she goes, which I did many times, drive the ball into the woods, I could go in and find the ball without having security. So it was her place and sanctuary and freedom that she got. So it was interesting to listen to her story. So a lot of fun memories and good times. But again, going back to the etiquette of the Masters, you can't have your phone. So you and I not talking to each other for 4 days is like we've been, you know, put in time out. So what have you been doing? Go.
Well, two questions before you're done with that. Azaleas. Did you have one?
I thought you'd never ask. I had so many, I almost forgot what my name was. My dad probably thinks I have to go to rehab after this weekend because my dad doesn't drink. And so I know he was completely sober the whole time and watching me being like, wow, she really loves to drink her alcohol, right? But yeah, I had so many. They're so good. I don't know what I was doing last time, not drinking them.
Exactly.
So yeah, I was in, was it Berkman's or Beck, you know, that back area. Mm-hmm. It's a restaurant thing. Anyways, I was going to town on them. I had a great time.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. And I was curious, when the rain delay happened, did you go sit in your car as well, or did you leave and come back? These are details I needed.
Babe. Oh, babe, you know that I stayed. Scott Thompson was not leaving any minute earlier than he had to. So we went in, and luckily, as you mentioned, those little cabins, Mercedes had those little like safe havens you could go into. So we went in there. I had seven more azaleas. And then when play resumed, we went back out. But I'll tell you, we got super lucky, and this will never happen again. Going to a sporting event right now with limited capacity, you could stand on any hole, move around the course so freely because it's like 1/10 of the occupancy. So I really, you know, sort of soaked in that as an opportunity, knowing that that's never going to happen again, given that, you know, eventually the, you know, the numbers of people at any sporting event are going to be a lot. So good time. But what have you been up to?
It looked amazing. We were looking for you on TV. Nothing. This was a very like kind of chill weekend. It's kind of hockey in our house because obviously the NHL season is going on. My husband also works with the minor league team that's affiliated with the LA Kings. I bought a Taste of the Masters kind of lunch kit that
we
did.
I bought so many things, by the way. I bought Jarrett so many things. I bought you so many things. You'll have so many coasters and blankets and pullovers. I didn't know if Jarrett was a large or an extra large, so I bought them both.
Oh my God. He's gonna die. Thank you. Yeah. That's awesome. And then yesterday, kind of our Sunday at the Masters, we were sitting there watching it. One of our friends had a birthday party and kind of a crazy time. You know, we talk about this life in the sports broadcasting world, how everybody thinks it's so glamorous, and it is. We're very thankful for our jobs. But yesterday was kind of crazy because it turned into business and family as we were sitting there as, you know, our group that we've all been very close with the Los Angeles Kings. There was a birthday party for one of the players' sons. And then in the middle of it, our good friend who was there with his wife and two kids was traded. It literally happened like in the middle, you know, like of the party. And though, you know, the party obviously took a different turn. And if you know hockey players, yeah, obviously Jeff Carter got sent to the Pittsburgh Penguins. But it took a little turn from yay, happy birthday to cheers. And, you know, and it was kind of special because everybody was together last night. There was I get choked up about it just because and this is what I know you'll get, is that seeing my husband with that core group of guys that were there from the championship that they won, or the Stanley Cup in 2012 and 14, they all sat together at a table. And it was really cool being a sports fan, but also a wife. They just were talking about, they were breaking down the goals and the series in 12 and 14 of the Stanley Cup. And I'd kind of look over a little bit, and like, you know, you have the goalie sitting there breaking it down, and you have my husband and Anze Kopitar and just everybody. And it was just so special. And, you know, they all did a cheers, and, you know, sometimes they'd get a little choked up, and then the girls would be like, oh my God.
Well, because you become family, you know, yeah. And especially when it's memorable and you win a Stanley, yeah. Those memories and their recall. I always think it's fascinating, mm-hmm. whenever we hear, you know, players talk about, hey, what play did we run? And they're like, blue 24, 25, route 6. And I'm like, how do you remember the play from those specific moments? But it has left such a mark for them. So, oh, that's sad. But those boys had a good run. I mean, how lucky they were to be together for a long time and share those memories. But hey, the blessing is better than the disappointment, right? That you guys all
totally
got to be together for as long as you did. I had the biggest crush on Jeff Carter and his wife, Megan. I love it. She's so nice.
And it's phenomenal.
I can't even be mad
yes.
at her because she's gorgeous and whatever. But I remember covering hockey and I had the biggest crush on him in Philadelphia. And anytime they said I had to interview Jeff Carter, I'd put on more makeup and work a little harder to make sure that I was like being all cute. But he is a special player. And I'm sorry that obviously was...
Yeah.
In the middle of birthday celebrations, but
no. It was all good. It's just crazy how you just are, you know, it's a business and you are reminded of that when things like that happen. But then you also remind yourself when you're sitting there crying and you're saying goodbye to someone, you're like, this is a family. I mean, these guys go out and they play and they beat their bodies up, but like, it's cool that we all have each other and we have the memories. It's hard seeing your husband, which mine is, just a little broken up, you know, it's like his person, his buddy's gone. So it was very sweet, but very cool as a sports fan to watch them sit around and kind of break it all down. It was neat.
I love it. We love sports for a lot of reasons.
We do.
Whether it's someone, you know, moving on in their career and going to another team, or obviously we've seen the news as various NFL players have either announced retirement or are leaving the sport.
Julian Edelman, we love you.
Mm-hmm. The juxtaposition of that was watching Will Zalatoris yesterday. And the story was with Will, if you guys heard it, I'm not sure if it was on the broadcast because Jim Nantz was talking about it early on in the week about how working with Tony Romo in the booth. Tony Romo is a very good golfer. In fact, like played in a pro-am with Will Zalatoris. And he told Jim, he said, this kid is going to win a major in the next couple of years. And Jim goes, what's his name? Jim had no idea who he was.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, so he looks him up and Jim goes, hey, Tony, he's ranked 2000th in the world. And he was like, what do you mean? He goes, I'm telling you, man, this kid is going to win a major in the next couple of years. And sure enough, he was in contention all the way up until the 18th. And when Hideki had missed that putt, and I was like, oh my gosh, this might go to a tiebreaker. And of course, congratulations to Hideki for pulling it out, but only by one stroke before they had to go to additional play there. But it's going to be fun to watch this kid. And I was like obsessed. I think it's his girlfriend. I'm not sure. I was watching her. She was traveling on every hole and I spotted her early. And she, you know, because there's not a lot of people there. So you can see like who's going to each hole. And she like again, I don't want to make assumptions. Maybe it's not his girlfriend, but there was a girl who was very invested and she was so sweet and you could just see she was nervous and the whole thing. So
cute.
I know, love that. Really cute. But I'm excited to see, and I loved his post-round interview where, you know, he had said at the beginning of the tournament, I'm just young enough and dumb enough not to know that I'm not supposed to be here. So maybe I'm young and dumb enough to win it. And so then he was talking about how this is just the beginning for him. So it's exciting to see the youth in the game, and also for Hideki.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was invested. The end, the last shot of him walking up to the clubhouse and the tears in his eyes and then the caddy bowing. Stop it. I'm all in. I'm all in.
And what that means for the growth of the game. Yes. I mean, golf is a game that they've been trying to grow for a long time. I mean, you know, in most recent years, because the interest isn't always there. In various regions around the world. So to see the game grow and the impact that Hideki's win will have in Japan and internationally will be interesting and fun to watch. So
one of the announcers on the coverage, and that's what popped, you know, I'm not the biggest golf kind of gal. My husband's obsessed, obviously, but they said him winning would be like Michael Jordan status for him in Japan. So I was like, oh, resonate. Got it. Feel ya.
Yeah, it was really awesome to watch and a fun thing to be a part of.
Yeah.
We've got an amazing show.
We do.
Erin, I'm really excited. We have a wonderful opportunity now that you've got me on Cameo to talk to various fans and answer questions. And so we decided, why not open that up to some of our wonderful listeners. And
that's our very own Michael Yeager, who didn't mute his computer. And I'm going to actually tell him to do that. There he goes.
Oh, a technical difficulty. I assumed it was me. but we've got a great show coming up. We are lucky enough to have people listen to our podcast. Oh, I buried the lead. So, babe, I'm like hurrying back to leave the course to get on our production call since we're not allowed to have phones on set, right? So I had to leave the course, no phones allowed, the whole thing. But as I'm sprinting out off the course, this sweet little old man who was in a green jacket, so he was a member, yelled, love the podcast. I mean, stop it right now. My
who
dad,
do you think it was?
I'm going to go through a member list and I hope they have some headshots because I'll be able to pick him out of a lineup.
Fred Couples?
My dad was there. Well, it wasn't a golfer. It was just a member. So, I mean, I wish it was Freddie
Couples.
I thought
it was like a champion, a Masters champion.
Tiger came back, put on the jacket and said, love the podcast and went back home. You know?
Oh, how's he feeling?
Well, good enough to tell us. Hopefully we'll get him on the podcast one day. A girl can dream, you know? We're going to take a break. Erin, you handle the business because you're better at this, girlfriend.
Okay. I can't wait to hear what some of these ladies have in store for us. And we're going to meet them coming up next here on the Calm Down Podcast. What's up?
Hi.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. So they wouldn't tell us anything about you other than your name.
Okay.
This is like we're on a dating show or something right now. So welcome to the Calm Down Podcast. Tell us everything about you, where you are right now, your profession and all the things. And we're so happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here. Well, they may have gotten the one thing wrong because technically my name is Anna, but I go by AJ. So
love that.
I feel like we can do nicknames. We're on that level. So I am a weekend sports anchor and reporter at a local television station in Louisiana. It's my first job out of college. I'm 23. So I'm about a year and a half into it and just kind of, you know, finding what work-life balance is. Apparently that's pretty important.
I love that. E, you start.
Well, first of all, I got to know, are you doing one-man banding over there or are you way ahead of the game on that? Because that was the worst. I mean, getting it in focus, white balance. I always forgot that damn white balance.
For those of you that are listening, what she means is you have to be your own producer, cameraman, audio person, and reporter. That's a one-man band. AJ, you're clearly doing that. Good for you.
Thank you. But yeah, I guess the specific question that I said, just so I don't get in trouble with the producer, is how do you balance being a go-getter and being available to your boss without, you know, lacking rest or burning out really early on?
Oof, I'll be honest with you, and this is probably not the correct, politically correct thing to say. It's your first job, you said, your very first one out of college. You can rest later. I mean, this is like the time, I hate to say it, for me, it would just be balls to the wall. It just really, really would. It's just, you've got plenty of time later on in your life to get those Z's. Be available for anything, because you know what? You don't know what's going to come your way. Say someone's sick, say someone's on vacation, and they need you to go cover the top story in the A block. Maybe you're already doing that, but just with your first gig, your second gig, shoot, I'm 43 and I don't know what gig this is for me, but Carissa knows this. When our boss, when Fox calls, we drop it all. Now, listen, you know, later on in your life, when you have your family, your husband, there's something really important in your life. Yes, you should, you know, probably be like, eh, this takes precedent. But right now, this is such a cutthroat competitive industry. I would just be available. But make sure you get your sleep when you can.
I was just going to say, AJ, I have a list in case anybody asked what my advice was for you. Number 4 on the list says, say yes, figure out the rest later. And the reason I say that is because right before we came on, I got a call from our executive producer for our NFL show. And he asked me to do something completely unrelated to football. And he said, what are you doing on May 1st? Well, I have a birthday trip planned on May 1st, but I didn't tell him that. I said, nothing. What do you need? And I said, yes, and I'll figure out the rest later. And I'm 100 years old and been doing this, luckily, for a long enough time. But say yes and figure out the rest later. I know you'll be tired and all of the things, but if you love this job enough, you'll figure it out. And they won't forget that you made the adjustments. And the time will come for them to give you a break.
And that's why there's Botox, by the way, for those wrinkles and under black eye. I mean, shoot it up later on in your life.
Just don't do too much, because I also made that mistake. And my dad said, whoa, you're looking like a cat. So just be careful you don't do too much.
Yeah.
Did we answer your question?
Oh, 100%.
Is it not the answer you wanted? No, I'm just kidding.
Probably not.
Whatever y'all say is the right answer.
Well, thank you for reaching out. We really appreciate it. And your accent, I'm so envious.
Yes. Good luck to you.
I like it. Good luck.
Bye. Molly? Well, you look fantastic.
Hi. Thank you.
Hair, that's more than we can say for ourselves.
I want to do my hair and makeup nice for you guys, so.
Molly's a dream. Where are you coming to us from? Where are you?
So I'm currently a student at the University of Nebraska, so I'm in Lincoln. Woo! But I'm from Huntsville, Alabama, so. Yeah, all over the place.
Check all of the boxes.
I want to talk about this blowout that you have. I started doing my hair years ago. Thank you for joining us. You're so sweet. I heard you have a few questions. What would maybe one or two of your top favorite be that you want to ask us?
For sure. So my first question is for Miss Erin specifically. And I am also a dancer. And I also know that you grew up a dancer. So I wanted to know kind of how you felt dancing might have helped you with your career or even with your confidence in the world of broadcasting.
Well, funny you should mention that, Molly. I have my pom-poms right here.
No way!
Oh, hell yeah. They don't leave me, Molly. You know, you always hold on to those puppies. It's an interesting question because I started dancing early in my life and then obviously did it through college. But it's kind of like you're on when you know it's time to be on. And Carissa can attest to this. Listen, if you're having a bad day, you know, you got bad news at home, somebody's sick, fight with your husband, your girlfriend's going through something, crappy text message just comes through and they're like 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome back. There you are. I mean, it just, you have to put it all aside, right? And that's a same kind of thing with dance competitions. My sister and I used to always joke. We'd be like beating the crap out of each other. I want the hairbrush. No, you want the hairbrush. And 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's like, you know, when to turn it on, right?
Yeah, for sure. So my other question is, what was a moment in your career that you felt like really took you to the next level, or like a very pivotal moment for you?
Yeah, mine was, I had just been let go by TBS and Turner, and I knew that the NHL team that I had covered as my first job out of college was going to make it to the Stanley Cup playoffs. And so I worked really hard reaching out to ESPN and just said, hey, give me a tryout kind of for your Stanley Cup playoff coverage. And they did. I had a 3-month tryout. I was so excited. I took 3 flights and a drive to get from Calgary to Tampa to cover the Stanley Cup you know, finals, which my team was in, which was so freaking awesome. I was so excited. I lost 10 to 15 pounds, which was also great. But no, I mean, afterwards, the doctor was like, are you okay? And I was like, yes, I just covered the Stanley Cup finals. And my team that I, you know, started my career with won it, which was awesome. And then I signed a 3-year deal with ESPN after that and started Saturday Night Football and College Game Day. So that really kicked it off for me. But I don't think I ever believed, you know, doing that Stanley Cup run would kind of propel my career and my journey throughout all this. It was freaking awesome. And I loved every minute of it. And it's always on sometimes, you know, on the NHL Network. And I'm wearing this fabulous lime green Ann Taylor top for the game 7 of the Stanley Cup finals. It's a winner.
That was your top outfit at the point. Again, Molly wasn't born then when Ann Taylor was around. But
yeah.
I've been to an Ann Taylor.
Molly, I don't believe that. Not with that hair. You've not
with
been
my
to...
mom. With what? My mom. Not with
Molly for the win. They are funny in Nebraska. No, I'm kidding.
It's called a walk-off, Molly. That's a wrap.
Molly, I want to get you in some Nebraska wear gear. We've got to get your information after this. We're going to hook you up.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, no, thank you for being a dream.
That means so much hearing that from both of y'all, because you two are both people I've looked up to for literally my whole entire life. And you guys are like part of the reason why I want to get into sports broadcasting. So thank you. Thank you so, 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 so much.
I look up to your hair care, Molly. I really do.
Thank you. It's an old Southern trick.
Oh, what is it?
So ever since I was like 3 years old, my mom has always used like those foam rollers in my hair. And if you, like, put them in, like, away from your face, it makes your hair just so beautiful. I have pictures of me from, like, Easter when I'm, like, 2 years old. And I just have, like, this huge head of curly hair. And I still use it now, even in my 20s, so.
Right, the pink sponge ones with the clasp on it?
Yes, ma'am.
You're adorable. Thank you so much.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's happening?
Oh, I'm good.
Where are you right now?
I'm out of Maryland. I'm originally from Jersey, but I'm out of Maryland.
I love it. You have great lighting. Thank you for reaching out to us. We heard you have a question and we will answer it the best we can. And if you hang up and you're like, that's a terrible answer, I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. You ready?
Yeah, wow.
How do you be assertive with your colleagues or team without seeming like a bitch?
Ooh, good question.
You better work, bitch. I'll take this. I mean, I think you have to kind of read the room and know your place. I mean, I was thinking about, like, if I marched into the room and I was like, you listen up, Joe Buck, you listen up, Troy Aikman. Nah, maybe not the approach you want to take. I mean, look, if I feel like I need to be heard and there's a point I'd like them to help, you know, listen to or get help with, they will. But also, Troy Aikman's got 3 Super Bowls. You know, Joe Buck's a Hall of Fame broadcaster. He's been doing this forever. So they do hear me when I need to. Now, when I first saw your question, I will tell you I read it wrong, because I was like, no, I am assertive. I am not so much with my team, because again, if there's something I need to say and I want to be listened to, they will. I want to make sure they're taken care of. You just read the room. You don't want to march in, because Chris, I'll say this, and this is point blank. If you're bossy, you'll always be labeled as a bitch being a female, which sucks, but that's just part of the whole gender thing. So I think there's a way to really... Wow, this is like advice for my marriage. There's a way to really communicate how you're feeling and what you want the boys to hear or the men that you work with to hear. Now, the other side, when I read this question really fast, I was like, yeah, no, I'm assertive and I don't understand when people don't love the job as much as me, or they aren't obsessed about it, or they aren't wanting to talk about the Super Bowl for 5 hours the day after like Chris and I did. That's a totally separate question. We can, you know, delete this point out, but yeah, I am assertive. I am very, very passionate, but I think it's very important with being a female, knowing who you work with, reading the room to kind of communicate all of that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. A lot of those points resonate with me. I would say, Jessica, on the pregame show, for example, as the only female on that set, I recognize that I am in a unique position, but I've been given that position by my bosses because they think that I can handle it. And what I mean handle it is there's a lot of personalities and egos, and it's my job to be the quarterback of that. And so I don't need to tell all the guys how smart I am or how much I know about the game, or I don't need to tell the viewer how smart I am or how much I know about the game. That position has already warranted that. So I think that if you remember that you're there because people that sign our checks gave you that opportunity, you don't need to overemphasize it. Pick your spots, like Aaron said, and remember that the experience from Troy or, you know, Joe, even if he hasn't played the game of football, his experience in that seat was provided by our bosses. So defer to the authorities, but remember your position is authoritative in and of itself.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. It doesn't help being from Jersey because I have that little sassy attitude.
Oh, no, it helps. It helps. You got to throw elbows when you want to. And I would just say this, give it back to them, but be self-deprecating. For example, yes. One time on set, you know, I took a jab at Tony and he said something back like, oh, cool extensions. I was like, oh, thanks for noticing. You can't be offended. If you're going to give it, then you have to take it. And I think a big part of that, I don't want to always equate this as like a boys club, but you are in the locker room that they're used to being in. And so they talk in a certain way. So be strong enough to be in there, but respectful enough that someone's letting you in there because of your skill set and your ability not to take things too seriously.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I hope that helps.
Awesome. No, it did. Thank you so much.
I think Tony wears hair extensions too, by the way.
Well, just I mean, I did mention something.
Maybe some lip gloss. I don't know.
That's awesome. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye. Nice meeting you.
Thanks for your question.
How are you?
Hi. Thank you for listening and thank you for caring enough to ask a question.
Oh my gosh. I love the podcast. I feel like it's like listening to my two like really cool older sisters talk.
Whoa. How old?
Not too old. Just still very youthful.
Good answer.
But no, I really enjoyed all the episodes so far. And you answered one of my questions too in the last episode. So I feel like I'm on fire.
Oh, love it. We'll fire away with some more.
So my question for you guys this time is, what is the number one piece of career advice that you would give to someone?
Aaron?
Go ahead, CT.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you asked, Emily, because I've got five options here, okay?
Writing it down? Write it down.
I write everything down. Okay, so I would say this. I'm going to give you five, and then you can pick out which one you think is the best. All right, my number one is be willing to do the work for the least amount of money, because the money will come if you do the work. My next is be kind to everyone. And by everyone, I mean audio, lighting, the security guard that works the front desk. Just because your quote talent doesn't mean you should act like it. And you never know where those people are going to end up. So just treat everyone the same.
And there's always preconceived notions about you now that you're talent.
Yeah. Like just because someone offers to carry your clothes for you, just carry them yourself. You got two hands. Okay. be a good teammate. Remember that in broadcasting, you're part of a team. It's not an individual sport. So the better teammate you are, the longer people want to keep you on the team. Another one is say yes, figure out the rest later. And the last I would say is listen. So many times I think early on in my career, I was worried about what question I was going to ask next. And I think it's really important to listen to the answer of the original question. Mm-hmm. And that might lead to a better second question. So do what you want with that. It's hopefully served me well in my career, but I think that we continue, and I don't want to speak for Erin, but I know she feels this way, continue to learn and always have new advice that's been given to us from people that have done this even longer than we have.
Yeah, those are all so good. I don't know how to pick one.
Well, you don't. Wow. You can have them all. I'll send this to you in an email.
Perfect.
I actually wrote them down because I feel like I'm going to get fired now that I hadn't been obeying a couple of those. I would also add have thick skin. That's something an NHL head coach told me when I complained to him about what people were writing about me on the blogs back in the day. So I really would be your older sister or your older friend by saying that word. And then study. Like I didn't even apply myself or study this hard in college. Got through it in 4 years. My parents were probably going to kill me if I didn't. But if I had applied this much passion, maybe to my schoolwork, I would have done a little better. But yeah, you really, really have to study. And I would say too, and this is something my college professor said, was that you just really, really have to love it because you're going to miss holidays. I work Thanksgiving and Christmas. You're going to miss weddings. You're going to miss time with your family. Marriage is, you know, going to be a lot harder. Dating is a lot harder when you're in this industry. So you genuinely have to love it and love living out of a suitcase. I mean, there's nothing more I love.
And don't forget the pillow. Well, thank you. All very helpful, very useful. So definitely things to apply in real life.
Emily's never going to listen again.
Like, and we're all out of time. That's been 60 minutes of answering one question.
No, not at all. I'm so excited to be here and can't wait to call my dad as soon as we hang up and tell him.
What's your dad's name?
His name is Tom.
Tom, well, as you're with two people who couldn't love their dads anymore. In fact, our husbands sometimes are like, do you love us at all compared to the way that we talk about our dads? So tell your father we said hello.
I will. He'll be so excited.
Aww. Thanks, Emily.
Bye. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Oh, sweet.
Cute.
You.
Calm down. We're back. Hey, guys, don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Calm Down Podcast. I'm sorry. I've been having a lot of fun on our IG. I've been just, you know, putting my own little touches on the stories. I've missed you. I don't like, again, that the Masters doesn't allow you to have your phone, because I'm like, content, CT. But how can you?
I'm back. But I'll tell you what, yeah, you're doing a great job, because we're getting a lot of viewer questions. Those were great questions that were asked by some of those young ladies. And they're adorable. They're like older sister and moms. But that's exactly who we are. And I'm glad to be on the other side of this thing as far as our age, because we're supposed to be wiser, technically. So it was very sweet of them to reach out and ask questions. And we encourage you guys to keep doing that, because, again, I had a lot of fun and I'm always happy to, if somebody wants advice from me, I'll give them the good, the bad, and the ugly. So that was enjoyable for me. Thank you, ladies, for reaching out.
Yes. And thank you for your blowouts. You all looked so wonderful. Not a requirement, by the way, but thank you.
We'll try harder. How about that? And get excited. Guess who's back next week, everybody? The Ryans. For those of you
that
missed it the first time around, Ryan Russillo, Ryan Randall. Two names, the same, but very different opinions.
Spelled differently as well.
And double R's. Anyways, enjoy your week. We will talk to you next week. And Aaron, I'll talk to you in about 5 minutes. I'm calling you.
Yeah, call me. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.